Kerrang Radio, it's the night before. My name's Nick McGerrison, and with us, we're delighted to have friend of the show, Jonty Heywood. Listen, Jonty, thanks for joining us, man.
That's cool. It's nice to be here.
Now, you are famous, right, across the world for the website losethegame.com. Do you just want to quickly explain what that website is?
Well, it's all about the game, really. If you don't know what the game is, it's a mind game, a very simple mind game where the only aim is to forget that the game itself exists. Usually has three rules. You are playing the game and that everybody is playing the game. Rule two, whenever you think about the game, you lose. And rule three, if you lose, you have to tell everyone about it.
Yeah, that's right. Now, we've been doing this on air, but both me and you, Jonty, we've had this conversation before. We don't know where the game began, do we?
No one's really certain. I don't think we'll ever be certain.
Do you know what, Jonty? The amount of email we'll get from people, I mean, obviously with the festival season, it's a classic, you know, when you're there in a tent and someone shouts, oh, I've just lost, you know, and then everyone else shouts, oh, I've just lost, and it ripples out. I've had reports of it rippling out across Glastonbury, reports of it rippling out across at the Reading Festival, and, you know, like a lot of these emails, people, because we're quite vocal about the game here on Kerrang, people will email us and say, where the hell did this come from? You know, yeah. Everyone thinks they've heard it off the show, but it's a lot older than the show and we haven't got a clue where it comes from. And I mean, your website losethegame.com explains it. Hardcore listeners know what we're talking about. Others don't. Losethegame.com is a website worth looking at. So listen, let me ask you, you're a website entrepreneur, you make websites all the time, and you made another weird website, and it was all about a place called Porthemet.
That's right, Porthemet Beach.
What is it? Explain this website.
Porthemet Beach is quite interesting because not only is it the best beach in Cornwall, but it doesn't actually exist. So
it doesn't exist?
No, it's an idea. Someone told me something when I was in Thailand about, I think it was in Helsinki, where all the locals were in on this thing called the Ice Bar. And if any tourist asked them about a good place to go, they'd send them across town looking for the ice bar, and they'd ask another local, and there was no ice bar.
Oh, that's clever. I like that. Yeah.
I thought, oh, that could work quite well in Cornwall, and set up a Facebook group about it, and a lot of people like the idea, so I set up a website as well.
The beautiful beach of Porthemet. Well, actually, we really should play along with this. We shouldn't have exposed that it's not a real place. We should, I mean, I tell you what, how about this, Jonty? Here's what we'll do, right? Every single person listening to us talking now can't possibly let on that this place doesn't exist.
Yeah, unless they're talking to a Cornish person, of course.
Yeah, if they're talking to someone who lives in Cornwall who knows it doesn't exist. But I mean, what I'm suggesting right now, Jonty, and this is a show that is not afraid of looking into conspiracy theories, right? What I'm suggesting is that me and you and everybody listening to us right now establishes a brand new conspiracy about which people in the future will theorise, right? And the conspiracy runs like this. I promise, if anyone asks me, where's the best holiday I've ever been? You know, what's the best fun I've had ever? I will tell them about Porthemet in Cornwall.
Yeah, that sounds great, man.
All right, so I'll do that. That's a promise, right? Anyone asks me, I'll tell them Porthemet. Porthemet, it's an amazing place. Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah, it's in Cornwall. It's lovely. It's difficult to find, but once you do find it, man, it's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm asking as well, for the night before listener, you listening to me and Jonty talking now, I want you to do the same. Porthemet. So what will happen if they log on to porthemet.com? Does it give away the fact this place doesn't exist?
No, well, not at all if you're not from Cornwall. It's kind of filled with hidden jokes and things that if you're from Cornwall, you'll know it's nonsense. But if you're not, then I guess it sounds quite reasonable.
Okay, so if people also say that there is a website about this place, a brilliant place, porthemet.com, you can log on to there, you can find out all about this wonderful place. How many people have you told in seriousness about Porthemet?
I've been out of Cornwall, so I haven't really bumped into anyone asking for anywhere to go to, but the website itself has had about 60,000 visitors, and I get quite a few emails asking for directions and stuff like that. So
you've told over 60,000 people is what you're telling me?
Yeah, kind of.
Apparently now it's the case that there are signs being put up in the real world that direct you to Porthemet.
Yeah, that's right. I've heard that most of them have been taken down now, but a month or two ago, a whole load of the UK tourists, you know, the brown signs, they showed up, all pointing up the A30 out of Cornwall.
So who was responsible for that?
Well, I'm not sure as to the legality of putting up misleading signs, so I'm not going to comment too much about who's responsible. But
yeah, excitable fans to the website, mate. That's what you need to say.
Yeah, I think so.
Excitable fans who are into the website. So there are signs popping up, pointing people towards Porth Emmet. One thing that you need to do is, and I'll leave this in your capable hands, Jonty.
Right.
You need to track down the people that do sat-nav, right? And get it so as that you can actually get directed to Porth Emmet. But what it needs to do is it needs to keep directing you. You never reach the location. You're perpetually sort of, you know, travelling between Land's End, John O'Groats, all those kind of places. You're just driving around forever in circles and you never arrive. Do you reckon you could get onto the sat-nav people about that?
I can give it a go. I'm not sure how likely they'd be to put it on. One thing I have been trying is getting people to write into, like, Lonely Planet and Rough Guide, because obviously they have ones for Cornwall and the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get some... If lots of people write in saying there's this great beach, maybe they won't do enough research and put it in there by accident.
If I were to go to Porth Emmet, what is the best thing about it?
The music's going on. For young people, you've got all the music, like Aphex Twin and other famous Cornish DJs. The only beach in the UK to allow topless sunbathing.
Ah.
And, of course, there's no police patrolling the areas because it distresses the elderly locals.
Yeah, no police patrolling at all. And as I understand it, everybody is always nice.
Yeah, of course.
There's a constant level of niceness going on, so that's a good thing. Am I right in saying as well that in the history of the United Kingdom, it has never rained on Porth Emmet?
Yeah, of course. There's been... No documented rainfall there anyway, which...
Oh, that's good. So there's no documentation of any rain whatsoever.
Yeah.
Am I also right in thinking there are no traffic wardens in Porth Emmet?
Oh, no, you can park anywhere you want in Porth Emmet, as long as you don't park on the beach.
Right, anywhere you want, so that's good. It does sound like a good place. So if you've just tuned into the show, then we're talking to Jonty at the moment, Jonty Hayward. He's just talking to us about the best place to go on holiday in the UK, and it's called Porth Emmet. And like I say, if you've just tuned in, it's somewhere in Cornwall. It's tricky to get to, though, right?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to get to, but if you head up the A30 and keep an eye out for signs or ask some locals, they should help you out.
Yeah, the locals in Cornwall are handy on this one. So if you ask people in Cornwall how to get to Porth Emmet, in the end you will find it. I'm also very much of the opinion that when it comes to going to Porth Emmet, what you need to do is you need to be ready for adventure.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you might not know what you're going to come across on the way there, but you'll make it eventually. So.
Always a pleasure and a joy to talk to you. Jonty Hayward. Oh, I've just lost.
Me too.
Do you know what? You're a friend of the show. I want to thank you for joining us. And losethegame.com and porthemmet.com, spelled PORTHEMET.com. And listen, thanks for being with us, man.
Yeah, that's cool. It's been great to be with you.
It's Kerrang! It's the night before.